coming up. Mad Mike. Far Wheel. Coast to Coast. Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. This is Rare Earth.
Get ready. Get ready. flywheel coast to coast. Come on, let's do this. You got time, tell your friends. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Oh, man. Hey, welcome everyone. Hey, it's Thursday night, folks, and it's time for Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Hey, Mad, what's going on, brother?
William.
Hey.
Can't see.
Oh, well, let's do this. I'll fix that in a second.
Let's see your smiley face there, buddy.
I'm smiling too. Okay.
I'm doing wonderful. I hope you are too.
Great. Okay. Let's do this. Okay. Here we are. Doing great, man.
There you are.
Having a good time. Had to get adjusted because we just had Miss CC's Kitchen, which airs just prior to our broadcast. It was another powerful, powerful episode. And so we were chatting a little bit after that. Then I had to get set up and, you know, change hats and, get ready for Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast. And I want to welcome our listening audience around the globe. Wherever you are, you can chime in. Even if you are and or have friends overseas, you can simply go to the website and that's studiow.buzz. You could be anywhere in the world, internationally, is studiow.buzz.com. Available on Alexa, Google Play, Apple CarPlay. You can even go to your Apple devices and just download Studio.W from your Apple App Store or Studio W from Android. So, hey, Mike, haven't spoken to you in a while, brother.
You know where to find me, buddy.
I know.
I'm right here hidden in the hills of Redlands. You know,
out there.
You talk about places you go to find Studio W. I went and opened my window and I got chilly.
Yeah, what, 70 degrees.
Yeah, it was frosty this morning.
Yeah, a little frosty.
I need to comment on DC's show. At the end of her show tonight, I didn't listen to the whole show. I'm sorry. I apologize. I know I'm going to hell for not listening to the whole show.
Well, you're going to have to call her and deal with her. You're going to have to deal with her. Okay. Anyway, I'm not getting in the middle of it.
You and I believe this, too, but she said during the end of her show there with Pastor David and Miss Victoria, she said, there is no black and white. And I like that the reverse of that is there is good and evil.
Oh, oh boy. I'm going to give you.
That's what the show is all about.
You know, I think you and Miss Cece need to talk. Okay. And I've told her many times that you're a fan. You're a fan.
Well, I'm a fan, but I'm still a favorite.
Hey, look, bro. I'm not going on her show. Perhaps she'll invite you on sometime. She told me that I'm scared to come on there. I said, hell yeah, you guys will talk about me. Okay. Hey, this is from Mad Mike's Pick. Love this song. Stevie Wonder, Higher Ground. Love it, Mike.
Nice.
Real nice, bro.
One to love and one to lose. Sweet divine, the heavy truth. Why do I want? Don't make me choose.
Side of the moon.
Selena Gomez, Marshmallow. Hey, absolutely. Wow. Welcome back, Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Hey, Mike. Hey, two great selections there. It was amazing. That last song, Wolves, Selena, I found it an interesting composition. Very interesting. And we talk about the stories behind music. And I tried my best to interpret what is that artist singing? What is he or she trying to get over to the audience, right? And Professor and I, we've talked, oh, speaking of the professor, we mentioned you Monday night. We'll talk about that later too. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Monday
I'm
night.
I'm nothing but good stuff.
Oh yeah. Great stuff, Mike. Of course. I got your back, bro. Don't worry about it. And so, no, but, oh, speaking of the professor, we talk about the history, the life, the legacy, the background, and we go behind the scenes, you know, where they grew up, their surroundings and whatever it is. And we try to get to what inspired these great artists to create this great music that we hear. And some of us can relate to that in so many different ways. And I don't know whether you have experienced this or not, but I have, that I thought the artist was singing something different from what I was thinking.
In other- I was just going to bring that up. Yeah. Sometimes we misinterpret. Well, it's not that we misinterpret the song. We interpret it our own way. But the origin of the song, the origin of the music, and the origin of the words is sometimes way different than our perception.
Yeah. Well said. I mean, absolutely. But, you know, music, oh, my God, I love music so much because it's genius. And especially someone who can perfect that, someone who can play, you know, whether it's an instrument or singing, just like when we were talking about a cappella groups a few weeks back, and you brought up something that I really, really love, and the group that you featured or we spoke about or you played was Pentatonix.
Yeah.
Great.
Excellent.
It's amazing.
You talk about talent, yeah.
Right. Growing up, you know, our music director said, hey, your voice is an instrument as well. And so nothing really capitalizes that, you know, other than a cappella music. I mean, more than a cappella music. But anyway, we'll come back. The professor said that he will come on. I understand there's a show that you're not willing to do. And my feelings aren't hurt either. Okay, you didn't hurt my feelings. Okay.
No, I can tell.
Until the professor is on with us. Okay, so let's do this, Mike.
Got a little tear come down your face right there.
Look, I got something for you right now, okay? How about this?
He said, party, party, party like back in the day. Party like back in the day.
That'll work. Like, wow, we're coast to coast.
Party like back in the day. Party like back in the day. Stepping out tonight, gonna jam tonight, gonna dance all our blues away,
dance all our blues
gonna
away,
swing, yeah. Gonna electric light, gonna party like back in the day. We got a party going on,
and everybody was slow grind. Waited up to say a word to the DJ, no, cause he knew just what to play. And when he put on that soul music, we danced the night away. Yeah, stepping out tonight on the jam, we got a chance to dance all our blues away. Dance all our blues on the away. Swing out on the electric slide.
Gonna be
That's why I love music, man. Oh my goodness. You got some money. You got your honey. Oh my God. That title, that song was Meet Me at the Spot. And I'm chuckling, Mike. I mean, because when I post our show, each and every Thursday, folks, if you love this, please share it with a friend. Don't keep it a secret, okay? And I have so much fun with my great friend, Mike. Mike is out on the West Coast and I'm on the East. And we're trying to pull things together, folks. So,
we're not trying. We're doing it.
We are. And having fun. And having fun. You know, it's not a job. It is fun. And we just have
a labor of love.
Oh, man. And thank God we have the opportunity to spread this around the world. So please, please, we're asking you to share it with a friend, at least one somebody you know. You know, most of us know somebody, at least, you know. No, I'm teasing. Okay. Anyway.
I met some people in jail one time.
Hey, I'm asking for a favor too. Okay, so I'm not going to be snotty. Right. But anyway, Mike, I played the song Party Like Back in the Day. And you know, when we were younger, let's say a little bit younger, right? We would party all day, all night, stay up all day, all night, whatever it was, right? Doing whatever we wanted to do. But that brings back memories and it's also a lot of fun. And that last song, Meet Me at the Spot, that I played. And I want you to comment on the two songs that we played for you before that. Meet Me at the Spot, that sound, it was just fun. It was laughter. And when I post Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast, I said, tune in for fun, laughter, and great music, you know? And that's what it's all about. And folks, you will hear us switch up genres of music. Mike, some of the genres he'll pick and some of the genres I might pick, they aren't necessarily, but then the messages are clear because I think there's a message in song. Mike, your take.
Stevie Wonder, Higher Ground. What other message would you want?
Oh.
Pick Higher Ground. be the better person. Be the good. Oh. Don't be the evil. I'm back to TC and what she does in her kitchen and all. I'm a firm believer that, you reap what you sow. So higher ground. Yeah. Selena Gomez, the world song. I just enjoy that song. I don't have a whole lot of, story content to go with it, but as far as Stevie Wonder goes and higher ground, yeah, we all need to take that higher ground to be the better person.
And you're so right. What I find, and I've said this, I don't know how many, but hundreds, I don't care what the number is, of times that what I find the genius in music, excuse me, and our artists that are able to convey to us, you know, their feelings and expression through music. I think it's genius because they're doing this in a matter of minutes, Mike. The average song, 4 or 5 minutes, okay. Now you've had artists.
Every song is a little over 3 minutes, I believe.
Yeah. But you've had artists that have
extended. Can take the artist years to actually create the song. I think we covered a couple of songs in the past week where, the song was in the making in the artist's head for years before they actually were able to put it all together and then market it.
I remember. It's amazing. Amazing. Great stuff, Mike. I love this show. I love this. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Hey, I know that 7-Up is listening.
To make, because we're talking about how these artists actually create their songs and where they come from in their soul or in their head.
Uh-huh.
And, something kind of recent, which we've covered, but this just came out today. Miley Cyrus makes Spotify history by breaking record for most monthly listeners by a female artist.
Whoa.
And that's mostly due to her song that is very popular right now called Flowers, which I think we played either last week or the week before. It has a great video. If you haven't seen it, go to Spotify and take a look at it. And the inception of the song, that the reasoning behind the song or why it was created was I'm paraphrasing here out of my head. It was a revenge song against Liam Hemsworth because they were partners at one time.
Right.
And allegedly he cheated on her, and where she filmed her video for Flowers is where he allegedly cheated on her multiple times. And she, along with whoever helped her, wrote this song as revenge because Liam Hemsworth had originally dedicated a song by Bruno Mars called When I Was Your Man. And what Miley Cyrus did was take the verbiage out of that song, every line, and she answered every line of Bruno Mars's song in her own way as a slap in the face to Liam Hemsworth, and then she released it on his birthday.
Of course.
So there's some motivation for a song right there.
Oh. Mike, back of what second? I know the story, but I did not know the last part. You're not going to escape it. She released it on his birthday.
Yep.
Yep.
That was her pound of flesh she wanted off of him for him cheating on her. And she filmed it at the place where he allegedly had cheated on her. There's a mansion on top of the hill. So if you go back and look at the video, she's dancing, and if you listen to Bruno Mars's When I Was Your Man, listen to that song first, and then listen to her rebuttal to that song that Liam had dedicated to her. There's a whole nest egg of story here.
Okay. I've heard this story. The point that I didn't get, it was released on his birthday. Proof positive. That was no accident. Hey, what do you say, investigator?
I'm saying there's smoke where there's fire.
Yeah, well, it's blazing. Be right back.
Where there's fire, where there's smoke.
Mad Mike, Wild World, Coast to Coast. Ella Fitzgerald, Paul Weston. Yeah.
That's my mad pick.
All
right, rock it.
No, oh my God. Oh man. We weren't ready for the mad picks yet.
We can do it whenever we want.
Okay. Yeah, you're exactly right. So can I go to, I'm going to something else. Okay. Forgive me, folks. Okay.
Oh,
that's right. There's always a way. I play. I'm a chess player.
Chances are, cause I wear a silly grin.
Oh, that's cool, man.
The moment you come into view, chances are you think that I'm in love with
Johnny Mathis.
Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are
Michael, the GOAT. In this host's opinion, the greatest of all time, Michael Jackson.
Be careful, William. There's a lot of greats out there.
Man, hey. I'll take my chances.
Certainly one of the top.
Oh. And that's okay. I'm so glad you started this, man. I'm so glad you... Yeah, no. I'm projecting. No, seriously, though. Oh, and you're right. And remember I said, in this host's opinion, that's my opinion. And some of you might have, hey, Mike, let's do this. Oh my God, we need to have a competition among our audience, right? Who is their greatest artist of all time? Now, the reason why I say Michael Jackson, wow. I remember when he was a kid with the Jackson 5, you know, and then they were discovered. I remember seeing him on the Ed Sullivan Show. I thought that was absolutely incredible. And Michael was the star then. And with the evolution of his voice and things of that nature, the way, dancing, the choreography, the music, and to me, he is to me the greatest performer, entertainer, of all time. Now, maybe not the greatest voice of all time. That can be disputed, even though his voice was great as well. And so I think the beauty comes in the eye of the beholder at this point. And now you may have another artist that you think is even greater, and that's okay too. That is really okay. The point is we've got so much to listen to. I mean, so many, so many options, man. It's not a love hate. It's not a love hate thing. It's a love love thing, especially if we're listening to good music.
It's really, really hard for me to even come up with a top five because just to make you think just a little bit here, William.
Wow.
Let me throw in as far as an entertainer goes on the same par in the same category as Michael. Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay.
That'll make you think, huh?
It made me think, but I'm not going to agree.
That's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sammy, no. Okay, let me take something back, though. Sammy Davis didn't have the, even though him and the Rat Pack, I love the Rat Pack. Because guess what? It didn't matter to them. Sammy Davis was their brother, and they protected him from everything that I've read about it, that they didn't look at him any differently. Okay. And I think there's something about they refused to perform in some places unless Sammy Davis was treated the same way they were. Am I correct, Mike?
Rightfully so. Yeah, rightfully so.
Now,
but as far as his singing, dancing, movies, and such a wide variety of entertainment that he involved himself in. Again, it's really hard for me to even put a label on the top five. But he would certainly be in there with Michael Jackson and Elvis, Nat King Cole, although Nat King Cole wasn't a great dancer or anything, but what a voice.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. See, Mike, I don't know what, top five, that is a tough thing.
It is.
It's something you and me and the professor, we have to discuss this, okay? I love it.
And then, William, don't forget to throw in the ladies. Look at, my mad pick tonight, Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh. See.
Aretha Franklin.
Folks,
it's really hard to actually pigeonhole people into number 1, 2, 3, 4, wow, 100, because there's so much talent out there.
And you know what? I look at music as a library of information as well. There's so, and I keep going back to this because so many of us, and we relate to the messages that we get out of songs, Michael.
Oh, I do. Absolutely.
Oh. It's, man. Okay. I tell you what, I've got one for you right now. Mad Mike, Wild World, Coast to Coast. Oh, I was going to do something different with Michael Jackson. So let me do this. Hey, Mike, if you don't mind, I've got a little medley with Michael Jackson here. And we're going
to. Very good.
Okay, let's do this real quick.
Let's do it.
All right. You know how the medleys go.
You know, I was.
We'll play a little bit of each song. Be right back. Mad Mike, Wild World, like Coast to Coast.
A little of this, a little of this in the pot. Got to season this too, right?
Let's do it. Be right back.
Well, we lost William, so I'll just jump in here. Y'all don't want me to sing, I'm pretty sure. That'll clear this station out pretty quick. So William is having a little technical difficulty, so we're gonna contact NASA and see if they can't help William out a little bit. So stay tuned with us here. We're having a little technical difficulty. William will be right back with us, I'm sure. And we've got a huge list of music from him and I. And I'll go away now.
Okay, we're back. Thanks, Mike. Bad Mike, Wild Wheel, Coast to Coast. Session. Bad Mike, Wild Wheel.